that's through Christ Jesus. And all religion has to be that way, or they're just not based on the right foundation. I've got a lot of Catholics in my family, in-laws and outlaws, and I've got some Methodists. I've got a brother that's a Methodist. I've got some Holiness, Baptist. I'm a Baptist because I was up 22 years old. I wasn't anything. My mother always called us children to believe in God and to read our Bible, but when God touches you or gets you into the part where you need knowing what you should do and have concern about life everlasting, you join the church of your choice. I married a Baptist, and I was saved in a Baptist church, and I'm a Baptist.
You joined.
Right. So, I had my heart attack in 1970. I have a blood condition. They call it polycythemia. Can't get into the technical data on it because doctors know the condition. I had it checked at one hospital. They said I didn't have it. One doctor says I know do well, you do have it. And so I've been drawing blood off since 1965. He told me if I didn't keep my blood thin or down to a certain volume, a medical hemoglobin, a certain reading, that I would have a stroke or a heart attack. When I was in 65 in 1970, I did have a heart attack, but we call it hereditary because the family's all got it, but it seemed like we're all a little different in the heart symptoms. But after I was sick, I read a book in the hospital concerning this fellow Hughes. And it was more or less his life story. And he was at that time he had a blood disease. It was what you call leukemia. And my condition was a little different. I manufactured too much blood, too many red cells. He didn't have nothing but red cells or white cells eating up all his red cells. I read his life story, and I wrote the old boy.
Really?
He was in Las Vegas at that time. They had bought all of these nightclubs. You know, he stayed at a nightclub there, and somebody had a...
Yeah, I know. He bought the
hotel. And, somebody had a reservation for this place, and he rented until the reservation came up, and he didn't want to give it up, and the man was going to throw him out, and so he just bought the whole slew of them and threw them all out, or whoever he wanted to. And I read his life story and concerning him, and I woke up one morning about 4 o'clock, and I don't know, I just had him on my mind, and I wrote that gentleman about a 5-page letter. And I told him, I gave him the plan of salvation, but it wasn't concerning that. I told him that I was, if he needed some of my blood, I'd be glad to, you know, it might help him. I didn't know, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I thought the man was sick, and I knew this was more or less a cancer of the blood, and I was concerned about him. I didn't know whether the man had ever been saved, and I wrote him the plan of salvation. And I told him about the rich young ruler in the story in the Bible. And
rich young ruler
that came to Christ. And he told him all of these things. And he says, well, one thing you haven't done. He said, just sell what you have and give it to the poor. I told him to do that. I said, this business you have up here in Las Vegas, I said, you have so much wealth. I said, distribute it and give it to the poor. Well, the very next month after that, I seen on television, the news came up that he was going to sell his holding over there. And I don't know where he ever got my letter. I never did get an answer and don't care, but he's dead now. I hope he did, and I hope it done him some good. But at that time, he went down to the Bahamas.